Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Obviously, that's old because, as you may know from listening within the last 10 years, I've recently put a lawnmower together. So, there's the update on that. Although, you know, Bulldog and I had an interesting conversation last week or the week before about how when you need to figure out how to do something, you just search it. And as long as you can understand the directions, you can just follow along and do the thing, which is different than having to know it. So you can find that on the Odyssey on-demand rewind app if you're living in the past, because it's like 2 weeks ago. So you may not ask me about it. I'll tell you about it because that was really interesting. Like, you don't have to know anything anymore. Do you? I got into this partly because I knew stuff, and now I don't think you have to know anything. You just know you have to know how to look for it, and that might be kind of the same thing, which is a little bit depressing, but anyway, that's how it is. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off this week. I'll talk to Paul later, and also Evan Silva. I know he's excited. That'll be in about an hour. One thing that I wanted to just throw out there for anybody who might have a take. So on Tuesday mornings, I do a podcast called ADP Chasing. It's very nerdy. I'm sure you'd hate it. It's about fantasy football, and we're tracking trends, in theory, tracking trends in average draft position week to week. There's been a lot this week, especially for a week when like nobody's really practicing. The Chargers are in, and Najee Harris is part of this. He had a fireworks accident, so what happens to Najee Harris? What happens to Amarian Hampton, the rookie the Chargers drafted to be in their backfield with Harris? What happens to Kinshon Judkins, the Browns running back, who's had some very ugly allegations levied against him recently in the realm of domestic violence? What do you do there? They drafted a second rookie, Dylan Sampson. Like, so is he interesting now? Is Jerome Ford interesting now? What about the Browns? The 49ers have Juwan Jennings, wide receiver, had a big year. We talked about him a little bit yesterday through the lens of James Cook. Here's somebody that had a big year. Does he get what he wants, a new contract or a trade? We have this a lot with the Niners. Or does he just walk through the door like Cook might do? We talked again about him a lot yesterday. Maybe that's what happens there. Anyway, ADP Chasing on YouTube, you can find it. And today was a challenge because we have four of us, and two of the four were not there. One guy, Davis, had a vacation scheduled, so he was not available. The other guy, Pat Corain, had a flight canceled from New York to LA, so he couldn't make it. And it's myself and Jacob Sanderson. Let's just get through it. So we start, everything's going fine, then my Wi-Fi dumps out. So now what? So Jacob, you know, he's doing his best. He's out there in Vancouver. It's like 6:30 in the morning. Two of us are not present. Now I'm not there either. Like, what is he supposed to do? He fires up a draft. You know, cool. So Underdog, Best Ball Mania 6, let's go. Is it $1 million or $2 million for first place? I don't know. I don't really care about the difference. I'm not one of these James Cook types that, you know, parses between millions of dollars. $1 million, is this making the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl a little bit? $1 million, $2 million. To me, that sounds about the same. If that were to like come into my life, I could pay off my house, pay the bills, get through, you know, high school years. I think either way, so it's obviously very, it's 100% more to win $2 million. But to me, if you know, would you take the $1 million right now? Of course. So anyway, this is how we do it. It's all in Jacob's account. I'm not even online. I don't even know that he's made the decision. Well, nobody else is here and we're not going to end the show. Let's just do a draft. I jump back on. It's the first round. I'm there for the whole thing. He's asking me opinions, you know, like, what would you do here? Everything comes together nicely. Who? Nico Collins, Brian Thomas. You know, it's just sort of like a smooth, easy, the kind of draft we like. It's all in his name. I've never met this guy. We do this show every Tuesday morning. He and I are the two people of the four who are newest to it. But, you know, I like him and everything's good. What happens if we win? Have you ever been in this kind of situation? Remember Jeremy Kahn from Baltimore last week was on the show? And at the end of the conversation, I've liked him. We've talked to him, you know, 5 or 10 times. And at the end of the conversation, he's like, I said, I'm going to Maryland last weekend. I'm going to Maryland. And he's like, oh, well, if you need any recommendations, let me know. So I follow him and he follows me right back. And I send him the DM, you know, yes, I'm going. Thanks for offering. What are your thoughts? And he sends me 4 or 5 restaurant names. And, you know, great. So now I'm following Jeremy Kahn. And the first thing I see from him on Twitter, I think is the next day, it's a story on Yahoo about a woman who won $10 million in the lottery, a waitress. And the story's like, oh, not all it's cracked up to be. So how did she win $10 million? I will tell you. She's sitting, you know, she's just sitting there having her brunch or whatever it is. No, she's the waitress. I'm sorry. She's the waitress. And a customer, instead of leaving her money for a tip, leaves her a lottery ticket. And it hits. So she wins the lottery. Guy doesn't leave her the $4 or whatever. $10? What is that tip likely to be at a diner outside Baltimore for breakfast? Like less? So whatever. It could have been $5. Instead of leaving her the money, he leaves her a lottery ticket, and she wins $10 million. Maybe you saw the story yourself. And, you know, now what happens, everything goes sideways. This story is kind of incredible. There three different people come for it, or groups of people come for it. One is the guy. This is not in order, I think, but one is the customer who finds out that ticket that he left for her is a winning ticket. And he's like, well, where's my share? I don't think that went anywhere. There was some legal aspect to that. I don't think he got any money. Another one was the staff, because somebody on the staff said they had all agreed if anybody ever won the lottery, they would share in the money. And so that might have been something. And then apparently she had an ex-husband who found out that she won $10 million and like kidnapped her and tried to take her somewhere. And she grabbed the gun at the last minute and shot him. I mean, you got to see it. And so he survived and she got out of that. And I guess it ended pretty well that she, you know, got some money or she got all the money, whatever it was, and is living happily. But, you know, this is what maybe can happen. How I am is we've got to figure this out up front. I don't want any scenario like that. I don't want any potential ramifications where, oh, but you said this. Oh, but we didn't talk about this. I don't like that. I just want to know right before we start, what are the terms? If she wins the lottery, I leave her a ticket, I'm making sure, like, listen, I'm not coming back for this or whatever the deal is. What was the one thing from that was like, she said, or he accused her of saying that she would buy him a new truck if she won something like that. She would buy him a new truck. And he's like, where's my truck? I don't know. I don't want anything like that out there. So here's Jacob Sanderson today on ADP Chasing. He's drafting the team. I'm giving my advice. Oh, let's take Tet McMillan. You know, let's just do this, you know, whatever. All along the way, let's not pick James Cook. And I never pick James Cook. Let's just, you know, do this. We like the team. You know, this is what you kind of hear most of the time in this. He's like, oh, we just won. We just won Best Ball Mania, $1 million, $2 million, whatever. So that was this morning. I get here and I think, I don't want any sort of issue here. I mean, what are the odds that we'll actually win? Incredibly remote. Still, I don't want to have it be a thing. So I just, you know, send him a message. What's your Venmo? It's a $25 entry. That's not nothing. They have the mini schnauzers and the dachshunds and the puppy two that are like $3, $1. $25 is not nothing. So Jacob, like, what's your Venmo? I'll just give you half. So we don't have if we win, I don't want there to be any sort of, you know, controversy. I don't want this to divide us. Plus, he's Canadian. Like, I don't even know what that means in terms of the money and the taxes and just sort of an internet. We don't need that right now, do we? We don't need another international incident between two of the most friendlier countries, the relationships in the history of the world, U.S. and Canada. We don't want that to get worse. So, you know, just what's your Venmo? Let's just settle this. We'll work it out. He's like, LOL, don't worry about it. Okay. I mean, I'm saving the message. So, like, what would you do there? What happens if we actually win this thing? What is he giving me? Is he giving me literally half of the money? Am I getting $1 million on Venmo from Jacob if we actually win? Is this something that, like, as we get closer, we talk about? And does he sort of, like, disappear from my life? Is he, like, the waitress and I'm the trucker or, you know, what have you? I don't know. I just kind of wanted to have it all be sort of agreed upon. Last year, we had this, Adam Krautwurst and I had this with Bulldog and with Trista and Nick Bakay and a handful of other people when is this quid pro quo? Here was the arrangement. We would like to have you on our stream and draft this team with us, and then we'll split the winnings. So everybody's like, great. I mean, that's a win for, I would say yes to that most of the time, like unless I'm super busy, I'm in for, just ask me. I'm in for any, I want it in writing, but I'm in for any draft where, you know, I'll give you my time and we'll split whatever we win. That seems, you know, good for me. So the whole thing goes on. Trista comes on and we drafted a bunch of Buccaneers or Panthers. The week 17 game might have been Tampa Bay and Carolina, and that was like the key game. If you're going to win these tournaments, the week 17 game is it. Like, you got to get to week 17, and then you're hoping that that game, whatever, Miami and Tampa a few years ago when Brady was still playing, what was this game, and Evans had a big game. This is how my friend Pat won $2 million. Exactly, this is the Hamlin year. Exactly like this. So, you know, just I want to make sure everybody knows the terms. And I said to Trista, if we get to the finals that week 17, you and I are going to this game in Tampa. She's like, absolutely. So we didn't. Like, of course that didn't happen. The best team of those that I had was with Chris. And that was a Buccaneers team too. And we made no such agreement about going to Tampa because we both know legally one of us is always required to be here. So there's never a chance, unless somebody's like really sick, there's never a show where one of us is not here. There was no conversation about like meeting in Tampa for this thing. But that was our best team easily last year. And, you know, this is very exciting. This is how tournaments work. You know, everything's cooking. Mayfield, Evans, Bucky Irving, probably. Who knows who will? I don't know. Derrick Henry, I think we had on that team. We talked about it. Everything's firing on that team. Then you get to the playoffs and we lost. And so I sent him on Venmo like $33 or whatever that was. Whatever a third of the actual winnings was, I sent to Bulldog. Like, here you go. This is how this ends. So I don't know. I just want it out there that I am willing to pay Jacob my U.S. currency $12.50. I'll even bump that up to 15 because he actually did it when I was sitting there trying to get my connection back. And, you know, I'm grateful to him for that. And I'll go 60-40. I'll give him $15 U.S. It's got to be like 100 where he lives. So anyway, I guess if I don't need to say so, or if I do need to say so, that's where my head is at.
I can understand that. I'd be the same as you. Like, are we going to do the conversation now? Or like you said, like, yeah, if it gets closer, we're going to have the conversation. I'd be the person that would push it. Like, if you're, okay, this team is working, this is going well, like, hey, were we serious about that? Are we really going to do this? Like,
right.
I don't want to be pushy, but are we doing this?
There's nothing to really say until the end of week 14. That's how these things go, where it'll be a 12-team, it's always a 12-team draft, and the top two will advance from week 14, and then you get put into a new pod, and then it gets exciting, because if you win, it's hard. It's almost impossible, mathematically, but if you win 15 and then 16, like, okay, even if we got to week 17, we would be in for real money. And he and I did discuss on the stream, if we get there, we will go to the game in week 17, Jacksonville versus Indianapolis. Just bracing everybody for that now. When the Bills play the Eagles, if I'm not here, unless I'm fired by then, which is very possible always, if I'm still here, working here by then, and I'm not here that day, it's because I am at the Jacksonville-Indianapolis game, which, when I mentioned it this morning, I'm like, that game's in Jacksonville, right? He's like, no, which changes it.
That was going to be my next question, too, because that does change how
it
it's
does
change
go. It. It's in Indianapolis, which is fine. At least I can drive that. He's a Colts fan. Who's a Colts fan? I actually know a Colts fan. Do you? Do you know a Colts fan? I do. This guy. And he's a Colts fan because, maybe this is something you can relate to, he's a Colts fan because when he was like that age, what is that age? 7 or 8?
It's always around that area.
Peyton Manning, Indianapolis. They were not the Patriots, but they might. What would I have done? I would never have rooted for the Patriots. They were like the team he glommed onto. So Indy. That's why he likes the Colts. It's also why he likes the Celtics. This is a lot about Jacob. I know. But that's why he likes the Colts, because when he was 7 or 8 years old, 2006, I'm guessing, when they won, they were like a team you could really like. Like, they were great. And so that's not something to be ashamed of or anything like that. But anyway, this is all a story about what to do if you have sort of an unwritten agreement with anybody. See your attorney when this might come up. Make sure that you're not stuck in a situation where we're actually going to win this money. We won the lottery. We won Best Ball Mania 6, whatever it is, and now we're going to court or anything like that. You don't want to have that happen. Did I need to tell you that? You don't want to have that happen. You also don't want to have happen having to sign Bowen Byram. You also do not want to have that happen. But the Sabres, I think, tried to trade him or hoped to trade him, and then they couldn't, and now have signed him to a not something that has to be like something we complain about forever. It's only 2 years. At least it's only 2 years. 2 years times $6.25 million. Okay. Paul Hamilton has liked Byram, to say the least, more than I have. My issue with him is not entirely his fault. It's only his fault, in, if you will, in the context of whether to sign him to a huge contract. It's that if he's not playing with one of the 10 best defensemen in the NHL, we're getting killed. And so in my mind, you would never want to sign this player for 50 cents because, like, I can find somebody. The Sabres have not been successful at this, but I should be able to find somebody anywhere for close to the minimum that just is not getting run over unless he's playing with one of the best defensemen in the league. So that's kind of an easy one. Maybe the Sabres overestimated Byram's value, or I don't know what. Who knows with this team? But ends up, he gets $12.5 million for 2 years, and it could have been worse. It could have been 8 years for some $50 million something. You know, I guess it could have ended up there. But I thought Kevin Adams was talking like he had a comment. I mentioned it a few times. He made a comment about talking to the agent. We're just trying to be.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You know, honest with him or something. Like, it felt like to me, Adams was saying, we're really not interested in you long-term or at all in the player. But, you know, however it ends is going to be how it ends. Like, we can't just control everything about the situation. I think they tried to trade him, but couldn't. And so now we're at a 2-year extension for Byram, which means the Sabres have, well, okay, Samuelson too, but Dahlin, Power, Byram, Ben Samuelson locked down. And for a team that defensively has usually left a lot to be desired, despite having one of the best in the league, you know, yikes, why be so bent on keeping it together? They would never have discussed buying out Samuelson, we were told. And here's a player that all the insiders thought was on the market, and now it's like mid-July, 2 weeks after free agency starts, and he's signed. So I'll talk to Paul about that coming up here. Evan Silva today. I've got some interesting over-unders on Josh Allen's season. I'll get to the Jets 2 days in a row. Make a big signing today. It's Sauce Gardner. Yesterday it was Garrett Wilson. So I want to talk about that a little bit. And certainly have time for your calls at 803-0550. But next, Paul on the Sabres news after the break. This is Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Thanks for listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.